35, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
The call heard around the sports world. Auburn announcer Rod Bramblett in that game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Auburn Tigers at the Iron Bowl. Auburn's Chris Davis, as you just heard, catching a missed Alabama field goal, running over 100 yards for the touchdown that gave Auburn the win.
And, you know, that was the first time I've heard that audio because
really?
When I saw it, when it was happening, I was in a restaurant. I could see the TV, but couldn't hear what was being said. Wow, that is amazing. John Bacon is our resident college football enthusiast. He's the author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. He's with us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. John, the soul of college football, there it is right there. People are calling this the greatest play ever.
And even though it's only 2 days later, of course, it just might be, Jeremy. That is about as crazy as it gets. Alabama has won the last two national titles. If they were to win this year's national title and they're undefeated again, then they would be the first team by most records since 1904 when Michigan did it, won four in a row. So you got to go back more than a century to duplicate that. They were favored, although they're playing at Auburn. Nick Saban, the alleged genius of college football, passed up a few chances to kick field goals during the game that would have put the game away, including a 30-yarder with a few minutes left. They go out of bounds with, they think, 1 second left near midfield. And the refs at first said the game was over, but they reviewed it, and they put one more second on the clock. And Saban is fighting for this because he wants a chance at a field goal. Well, as they say, Robin, be careful what you wish for.
Right. John, stay with field goals for just a second because there is a dark note. There was that last field goal attempt of 57 yards. It didn't make it. But before that, there had been three other field goal attempts by Alabama kicker Cade Foster. Again, he didn't make that last failed one, but three others. And since this game, he's gotten death threats on social media. It's just been pretty awful. He changed his display name. He had to black out his picture. I mean, you know, just really awful things that are being said on social media. This has really been tough on this kid.
And sad to say, he will not forget it. Look, that is not the soul of college football, but it almost always comes with the territory, especially in the days of Facebook, Twitter. 40 years ago, Mike Lantry misses a kick that would have beaten Ohio State. They were undefeated. So is Ohio State. You see this guy 40 years later, a Vietnam vet, he is still in pain over this. Mm-hmm. So sad to say, Mr. Foster will probably be living with this the rest of his life.
That's tough.
It's beyond all perspective, but that is part of the passion of college football.
John, let's end on a positive note here. This is a big deal, this game, every single year. Have you ever seen a play like that in college football or the NFL where a guy goes all the way down the field?
In the last second.
I've seen a few situations where the field goes short and the guy does get a return, but not 109 yards. You can't go any farther than that, obviously. Not for these stakes, not for a great college rivalry. No playoff game can match a century-old rivalry, which is what college football really is all about. Regional rivalries that go back a century. Nobody in that stadium, nobody watching that day will ever forget that play. All you needed was a marching band to eliminate all doubt about the greatest play ever in college football.
And, of course, with all this, we have buried the lead that my dear Fighting Illini lost again over the weekend, this time to Northwestern.
Yes, well, alas, so did my beloved Wolverines, as did the Badgers against Penn State. So these things do happen.
Well, welcome to the club. John Bacon, author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And, Robin, we heard that amazing announcer reaction to that play. It's also playing out online with fan videos like this one.
Go, baby, go, baby, go. Baby,
go, 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 go.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.